This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The United States has carried out airstrikes Friday in the Middle East in retaliation for last Sunday's fatal drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan. The U.S. Central Command said its forces conducted airstrikes in Iraq and Syria against Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Quds Force, and affiliated militia groups. U.S. military forces struck more than 85 targets with numerous aircraft, to include long-range bombers flown from the U.S. U.S. Army Lieutenant General Douglas Sims, who serves as the operations director for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said of the strikes, "We hit exactly what we meant to hit." He said the air assault took place over about 30 minutes and that three of the sites were struck were in Iraq and four were in Syria. U.S. officials said Iraq, but not Iran, was informed of the strikes. U.S. President Joe Biden said the attacks were carried out at his direction. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Seldon said reaction to the strikes by leaders in the Middle East was about what you'd expect.
Even before the strikes carried out by the U.S. overnight on Friday into Saturday, Iran's president made comments saying that if the U.S. were to strike any targets that were of Iranian interest, Iran, he said, will not start a war. But he said that Iran will give a strong response. In the meantime, following the strikes, the Iraqi military spokesperson also spoke out against them, calling the airstrikes a, quote, violation of Iraqi sovereignty, saying that they undermine the efforts of the Iraqi government and could lead Iraq and the region to what he called dire consequences.
Following the strike, Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Nasser Kanani said in a statement, the U.S. attacks represented another adventurous and tragic mistake by the United States that resulted only in increased tension and instability in the region. Meanwhile, the overcrowded border town of Rafah was the site of deadly strikes early Saturday. Hospital officials in Gaza say they received the bodies of at least 15 people. This is VOA News. After 2 years of full-scale war, a survey shows Ukrainians are more united than ever in the rejection of Russian President Vladimir Putin and his ambitions for their country. But pride of their success is standing up to a much larger adversary is tempered by anxiety over the future. The way Eastern European Bureau Chief Miroslava Gengadze reports.
2 years after Russia's full-scale invasion, Ukrainians are unbowed. A new survey by the National Democratic Institute, a research organization funded by the U.S. and other Western governments, finds 77% of Ukrainians are optimistic about their country's future and are doing what they can to help with the war effort. Yet today, as battlefield losses mount and the war settles into a punishing stalemate, Ukrainians are adopting a more realistic perspective on the war, says Marcin Waletsky, Ukraine's country director at the National Democratic Institute.
In May 2022, majority of Ukrainians were thinking this is going to be up to 6 months. Right now, 43% believe the war will continue for at least another 12 months.
Miroslava Gengadze, VOA News.
North Korea says it has tested cruise missiles outfitted with new super-large warheads and a new type of anti-aircraft missile, extending a streak in weapons demonstrations that has rivaled South Korea worried. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The report Saturday by North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency came a day after South Korea's military said it detected the North launching multiple cruise missiles into waters off its western coast. Cruise missiles are among a growing collection of North Korean weapons designed to overwhelm regional missile defenses. The country also has a vast lineup of ballistic missiles, including long-range weapons aimed at the continental United States. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A dog was rescued after more than a week trapped inside a shipping container in the southwest U.S. state of Texas port. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
A routine day of inspecting over 10,000 shipping containers at the Port of Houston turned into something extraordinary when U.S. Coast Guard Officer Ryan McMahon and his team heard barking coming from inside one of the containers. The container was lowered to the ground and opened to reveal that a sweet and friendly dog had been trapped inside for at least 8 days with no food or water. The canine has since been nicknamed Connie the Container Dog. Connie is now with Forever Changed Animal Rescue, which is working to get her healthy and ready for adoption. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.